Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Yeah, I had this dream, but the catch is, it was just a normal dream. I am not any U-Butte super Spiro kind of a person. I'm just an everyday Christian person that just runs a farm and just loves God and wants to do great things for God's kingdom. And I just had a dream like you would any other night. And I woke up in the morning and I thought to myself, wow, that was so cool. Pity that wasn't for real. Because it was as dry as chips, you know. No rain for ages, and I could just see exactly in the dream where I was standing, what paddock I was in, what part of the farm I was in, and I could see these rows, these green lines, these green rows of fresh green canola plants growing, and I could see that there was none anywhere else around me in my dream.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's so cool. So then I sort of the next day I told my wife Emma and I told my father, and I discounted at the start. I thought, oh, it's just an everyday dream. And then I sort of got thinking about it and talking to my wife about it, and we thought, well, I think this is a God thing. Because I talked to God about this a while ago, and I remember God told Angus Buchan, the South African farmer, to sell some cows, sell his whole herd. And he was just probably thought that's a bit bonkers, but he just believed God and did it anyway. And 2 weeks later, mad cow disease hit the nation.
Oh, word.
Cows are worth nothing. And I just remember saying to God, I don't want to be an ordinary farmer. Mm-hmm. I want to be an extraordinary farmer. I want to be able to do things that I can hear what you're saying, God, and just act upon these things. And I just think that this is one of those times. Mm. I think it's just the start of good things to come.
So you sort of took a step of faith then. You planted some canola seeds in that particular paddock. And as you said, I mean, it was just dust, dirt and dust. So it was a huge step of faith for you and your family.
It wasn't like the seed was for free either. It cost $36,000 for the seed. And I got advice from some people because I was thinking about doing it. Each person I talked to said, don't do it.
Wow.
And so then I just decided, you know what, am I going to do what people say or not? Am I going to step out on a limb and just trust God? So I just said to God, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just trusting that this was your dream and not my dream, because if it doesn't work, it's going to turn really bad.
Yeah.
So we just sown and sown, and then we almost got the paddock finished. It was quite a large paddock. It was over 1,000 acres, and almost got finished, and then the rains came, and it rained and rained, and we had this beautiful rain. And then the next, after another couple of days, a couple of the advisors that I used got word that I'd sown the crop, and they thought I was famous.
That's amazing.
I remember doing it, and I thought, you know what? I'm either going to look like a fool or look famous.
That's amazing. How good is God?
That's so
eh?
Good.
I know. God is so good.
He is
so good. And then Emma and I, after church, a lot of Sundays, we drive via that paddock and we stand in that paddock in amongst the miracle, and we're just in amazement, you know?
Yeah. I can just imagine the feeling of that, standing in the paddock with the crop growing, as opposed to standing in the paddock with dirt thinking, I wish I had done what God was prompting me to do. You know what I mean? Like that sense of regret. But obviously that wasn't the case for you. You were able to enjoy the fruit of your hard labor and your massive step of faith.
Robbo, you're so right, because we had this beautiful rain at the end of March, and it hasn't rained again since.
Wow.
And I was talking to my agronomist half an hour ago, who advises me on how to grow good crops, and he sort of was sitting at the bench in the kitchen, and he looked at me and he said, Jared, you know what? If you hadn't have sown that crop, he said, it wouldn't be good. Things would not be good.
Yeah.
And I just think, wow, God's really amazing.
Yeah.
And I think if you wait for everything to be perfect before you have a go at something, it's never going to happen.
Mm. Yeah, no, so true.
It's never going to happen. But I just don't want to sound like I'm some absolute legend, because I'm just an ordinary person that believes in an extraordinary God.
Mm.
And I just think faith almost attracts God like a magnet to the fridge, you know what I mean?
That's true.
And he's just like, he's saying, I'm looking for more of these people because I want to prove to our nation that I'm still God and I'm still about doing good things and blessing people, and God is still a God of abundance, even though things don't always look too rosy.
Yeah.
God's still got a big heart, and he's just got a bigger plan for our lives than what we'd ever understand.
So just to clarify, you planted canola. Do you normally grow canola, or was that just a completely left-field even crop for you?
We do usually grow canola. In New South Wales this year, apparently only there's half of the amount of canola grown this year is what there normally is, because most people are quite gripped with fear, which is understandable, and lack of rain, and you've got to sow canola about the middle of April, and there hasn't been too much rain, and we do normally grow some canola, but as far as, if I hadn't have had the dream, I definitely wouldn't have grown canola this year in that paddock, because it just would have been, probably wouldn't have made a whole heap of sense, as far as it was probably a bit of a risky move, if you know what I mean.
No, for sure. That's amazing. Well, good on you, mate. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Good on you for taking a step of faith, because as you say,
amazing.
I mean, it would have been easy for you just to discount that and think, oh, no, that was just
a dream.
You know, a dream, and that was all. But obviously, there was a prompting in your heart, which you followed, and God's proven himself faithful.
Yes, that's right, Robbo. So I just think that there's good days ahead, not just good days for me. If you look out the window here, it's as dry again, but you can't be fooled by what it looks like in our human eyes, because in God's eyes, God's working a plan all the time behind the scenes that we're often unaware of. And I'm pretty excited to be a farmer, and I'm pretty excited to be alive, and I'm pretty excited to live out the rest of my days with an adventure of what God has planned for my life into the future and my family.
Awesome. That's great.
Amazing.
Whatever you do, before I hang up the phone, please don't think I'm big-noting myself, because I just want a big note, God. I just want everyone to know that God is so real, and God is so good, and God has got us to where we are, and he's going to get us to where we're going as well.
Awesome. That's great.
Amazing.
Good on you, Jared.
You
God bless you, mate.
Thanks for your time.
Before you go, thanks for listening. There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation, large or small, will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world. Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.